everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically, myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today is another two-part episode. I was on the fence about making this a two-part episode, but that's going to be my call going forward. We interviewed Kathy Cook for just under 40 minutes. So this is going to be a two-part episode, each one being about 20 to 23 minutes each. I think it's best that way to chop it up. But you guys are going to love this interview. I really enjoyed this. And we're talking about the effects of EMF on our health. Now, if you don't know what EMF is, and I just flat out asked her on the show, we're talking about electromagnetic fields, okay? And if this sounds a little science like out there for you, I really urge you to listen to this two-part episode. A couple years ago, maybe two or three years ago, actually, I first started hearing about some of the principles we talk about here. And, you know, we're talking about things like, you know, the radiation from Wi-Fi, from your phones, from all of this stuff that technology can be great. It can make our lives great, but it does absolutely have an impact on our health. The way our lives have changed so much so that we are, many of us, spending an inordinate amount of time inside under artificial light, that jacks with your body's circadian rhythms. If you're not familiar with circadian rhythms, I'll probably do a whole show on that. I first started hearing about this again two or three years ago. You know, folks that are into biohacking the body, you might hear, if you're a fan of folks like Tim Ferriss or Dave Asprey, you've heard about this before. If you've read any of Dave Asprey's Bulletproof Diet or Bulletproof books, you've probably heard about it. There's legions of other folks who are into this, you know, finding out what has an effect on the body and how we can kind of reverse engineer our health. There's definitely merit to all of this stuff. And I found what Kathy had to share in this interview really fascinating because, you know, one of the things she starts with is explaining how, you know, I ask folks that are new to the show, how did you get into doing what you do for a living? And she was sharing how she had problems really out of the blue at age 30, not being able to sleep at all. And for those of you that listen to this show, we've polled all of you a lot. And I would say 75%+ of you have shared that you have major issues with insomnia, getting consistent sleep, getting quality sleep. So as you know, I'm passionate about talking a lot about getting better sleep. And we address that. And for her, a lot of what she discovered was interrupting her sleep was some of this EMF stuff that we're going to talk about on the show. So I'm going to let her explain it rather than me. But just to give you a little background on who she is from her official bio, she is a board certified holistic nutritionist with the National Association of Nutritional Professionals. She uses a functional medicine approach to help people identify imbalances in the body. She's also a certified building biology environmental consultant an electromagnetic radiation specialist with the International Institute of Building Biology and Ecology. She assesses buildings for anything that can be causing health problems, including indoor air quality, mold, chemical off-gassing, ventilation, and EMF exposure. Combining holistic nutrition and building biology, she addresses both the body and the environment to help her clients achieve optimal health. She currently lives in Boise, Idaho, and I could go on, but we'll link all of that stuff up in the show notes over at thekellyoshow.com. So sit back and enjoy. This is going to be a very informative, and you're probably going to have several moments where you listen to this episode. I will tell you this, interviewing her, I immediately went and made changes in my home with some of the technology that's in my home, because both my man and I have had issues with our sleep being interrupted, and it just made sense there. When I know I have followed certain practices to improve my circadian rhythms, and for those of you who are like, what the heck is circadian rhythms? Let me make it really simple for you. It, back in the day before we had electricity and technology and we lived our lives the way that we do, right? Our bodies were used to getting up when the sun was up, being outside while the sun was, you know, while it was a sunny, when the day was light. And when it became night, you know, you went inside. And back then, again, think before electricity, before technology, before all of this artificial stuff we're used to, people would go inside at night and they had candlelight. It was dim lighting. Their bodies became used to, it's time to wind down. It's time to get ready for bed. And we live these lives now where our bodies sometimes don't know, they're not able to pick up on those signals. You know, your body responds to light in the room. If you are in a dark room and you have a lot of LED lights flashing, you might not think it's affecting your, but your, those lights are penetrating. I'm not the best person to explain this, but you know, it's penetrating your eyelids. It's penetrating your eyes. It's penetrating your skin. Like your body is picking up on light. And that when your body interprets, again, this is my very rudimentary way of explaining it. When you have artificial lights inside and it's really technically night out, and your body is sensing all of this light, it's going to think that it's still daytime. And so it's going to keep you awake as opposed to starting to relax and wind down and get your body ready for sleep. Our bodies are best when we are sleeping optimally. When we are not sleeping optimally because of all of this other stimuli that's around us, that's when we start to have compounding health issues. So the more that we can start to get our bodies exposed to a more natural rhythm, circadian rhythms, if you will, by doing any number of measures, getting outside more, using less bright light at night. We talk about all of these things in this two-part interview. You will see, I was so surprised when I started doing some of these simple things, getting outside more, not having my sunglasses on in the sun, letting my body be exposed to like, hey, it's daytime, it's light, I'm outside, and then, you know, letting my body, you know, not be invaded by artificial light, not taking my tablet to bed, not taking my phone and having it set next to my bed and looking at my phone in the middle of the dark at night. That's one of the worst things you can do as far as getting your body ready for bed. These are all things that have an effect. There's absolute truth to them because I saw my health and my sleep and my wellness and my stress improve when I was, you know, incorporating these practices. So I think you're really going to find this two-part interview very interesting and probably have several mic drop moments for you. I know, again, just to say in closing, after this interview, I immediately went out, told my man about some of this stuff, and we started making some changes in the devices we were keeping in our bedroom. And, you know, having Wi-Fi on versus airplane mode, yada, yada, yada. You'll understand a little bit more when you hear from Kathy. So sit back and enjoy this two-part episode and this interview with Kathy Cook.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. I am thrilled to start this discussion today with Kathy Cook. We're going to be talking about sleep, quality sleep. You guys, so many of you have written in expressing major problems with sleep. Sometimes I'm surprised how little sleep many of you are getting. I don't know how you do it. I have when I have one night of bad sleep, I'm like the biggest baby. I'm like Mariah Carey, diva, having to sit and shut all my blinds and, you know, take some kind of PM medication and get better sleep that night. Because frankly, I know the importance of sleep. So I'm excited to have Kathy on the show today. We're going to be talking about quality sleep, but also the impact of EMF. If you don't know what that is, she's going to explain it on sleep. So Kathy, welcome to the show. Are you ready to go?
I am. Thank you so much, Kelly. I'm so pleased to be here and thank you for the invitation.
Well, I've found that this is a topic that is, I don't want to say near and dear to my heart. That sounds a little cheesy, but I have learned how important sleep is for our overall health and wellness. I really never realized it until I started getting blood work done and working with my doctor. And I remember how much my first doctor out in Arizona and then my next doctor in Austin, Texas would say to me, like, how much sleep are you getting? And they would always ask me about sleep. And then we worked with Sleep Number Beds for a while at my last company as a client. And I learned a lot. We did some Twitter chats with some experts, and really, your sleep, I've learned, affects everything. I mean, it's going to affect your performance in the gym. It's going to affect weight loss. It's going to affect your overall quality of health. That affects your hormones. So it's really so important for many of us to focus on getting optimal sleep. And it bothers me for other people when I see so many folks out there. And I cannot tell you how often people I know will go, well, you know what? I've been getting 4 hours of sleep a night for years. It's no big deal. And I'm like, yeah, you really think it's no big deal that you're getting 4 hours of sleep a night? Like, I just, knowing what I know, I want to help. And this is why we have the podcast, so that we can educate folks. So let's get started. I think I told you before we came online, Kathy, that whenever I have a guest on the show, I always like them to not only introduce themselves, but, you know, tell our listeners a little bit about what you do. You're obviously an expert in this area, but how did you become an expert in this area? And why did this become something that you wanted to pursue as far as, you know, hey, this is what I do for a living. And then we'll segue into getting into some of the details on sleep and EMF.
Okay, great. Yeah. So, well, first I want to say I could not agree more with your assessment of, you know, being concerned about people who are only sleeping 4 hours a night and feel fine. It's just what you said. Our quality of sleep affects every single part of our lives, every single part of our biology. And we need to know that. We need to know that we can't skimp on sleep and think that it's not going to catch up to us and lead to further health problems down the road. So the reason I got into this field was because I had severe insomnia issues for, gosh, close to 15 years. And this all started when I was around 30. So, you know, 0 to 30, I slept like a baby. I didn't have any sleeping problems. You know, it just was not an issue for me. And then something happened around 30. And, you know, I have a lot of speculation as to what those things were, but I just started to develop these sleeping issues. I mean, very severe. Like, I could lay there all night and not sleep for a minute. I mean, it was off the charts, and I had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
And yeah. And at the time I was working actually for the Red Cross in Alaska, and I was doing nonprofit work and disaster management and health and safety related work. And I loved it. It was great. But once that sleep issue started to get so severe and wouldn't go away, I mean, I'm talking, you know, year after year after year, I had to dig really, really deep into the science, because I did what most of us do. I went to my doctor, you know, and, you know, drinking chamomile tea just wasn't going to cut it.
Right.
You know, and eventually they wanted to put me on Xanax or, you know, anti-anxiety medications or antidepressants.
I'm interrupting you because I don't mean to be disrespectful, but this is where I get very pissed off, frankly, because I definitely sense, and I've interviewed a lot of guests, this is where women are treated differently by the medical profession at large. Because I know when I was going in, my sleep changed dramatically when my hormones changed. And my doctor at the time told me to, you know, that it was okay to take Excedrin PM. I took Excedrin PM every night for 7 years.
Wow.
I'm not lying. And he's like, I remember saying to him, I go, isn't this a problem? Like, you know, is it, 'cause I've never liked the idea outside of the bioidenticals I'm on. I don't like the idea of being on a pill, like on a prescription all the time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I learned how important it was to try to find the source of your problems, not just go, oh, give me some kind of prescription. So I said, you know, like, isn't this a problem? He's like, no, it's not addicting. It's fine. And he was okay with that. And yet I've also heard other women who go to their doctors with what clearly should be seen as hormones or major health issues or whatever. And they're told to go on Xanax and just chill and maybe have a glass of wine. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Oh, right. Sorry. Right. Continue.
No, I hear your passion. I mean, I share that with you completely. And that is exactly the truth. And so my doctor had no idea, you know, I mean, all of these things that we'll talk about in a minute, he or she, because I saw several, they never mentioned anything. They never mentioned EMF. They never mentioned blood sugar. They never asked me what I was eating. You know, they didn't talk about any of this stuff. And so I tried the Xanax because at the time I didn't know any better. And, you know, it was effective for a little while, but the side effects are not worth it, really. And I tried the, you know, Ambien and Lunesta and all these things. And because, like I said, I didn't know any better then. And most of us, most Americans, don't know any better. We trust our doctors. We trust the multiple years of training that they've had. And we trust that they have our best interest in mind. So we do what they tell us to do. And what I always like to say now that I know better, insomnia is not an Ambien deficiency, right? You're not sleeping at night. It has nothing to do with whether or not you have Ambien. So just like you said, and I really appreciate that, finding the reason and addressing the reason why you're not sleeping is really where we need to focus our attention.
That's a bumper sticker moment. I'm writing that down. Insomnia is not an Ambien deficiency.
Awesome.
You know, I don't mean to be insensitive, but I'm just going to put this out there. I mean, I remember working at a company where a woman was experiencing massive insomnia. Now, I don't know if that company is still allowed. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people are still on that, but I know that they've had issues legally with people suing them because it causes depression or there's a correlation. I don't want to misspeak. I'll end up getting sued. But this woman went on Ambien. And one time her daughter, she sleptwalk out into the middle of a river and her daughter found her. I have another friend who, you know, ends up buying thousands of dollars worth of things every night on Ambien. She doesn't remember it. And then this other woman ended up committing suicide after being on Ambien, and her family was involved in a huge lawsuit. I'm a little surprised. Is it still on the market?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes. Wow. I'm assuming it is. I haven't heard that it's not. I shouldn't say that I know that for sure, but as far as I know, I'm pretty sure it is. But we can't.
I just Googled it while we were talking.
I just did the same thing.
The Ambien brand, where millions have turned when having trouble falling asleep. Okay, sorry. We're not doing this show to complain about them, but I'm like, I'm allowed to be the badass and or the problem child and say, seriously? Okay, keep talking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are conversations that we need to have, right? We need to raise awareness about this. So anyway, back to my story, I was suffering and the conventional medical system had nothing to offer me. So I completely just changed the trajectory of my career. I left the nonprofit field and I began to study holistic nutrition. I got my certificate in holistic nutrition and got board certified with the National Association of Nutritional Professionals. And I mean, mostly because I needed to get my hands on every piece of information I could get, and I needed to get into the field somehow so that I could continue to learn. And eventually that led me to the building biology because I, you know, one of the missing pieces for me when I was recovering from my sleep issues was my environment. And when I realized that it was hugely impactful, my environment, and mostly the EMFs, which I'll describe in a minute, then I said, okay, I gotta get on board with this and learn everything that I can about this piece of it, because if I'm going to be helping anybody else with their health in any way, I have to address all of this. So I have to address the environment, and I have to address, you know, diet and nutrition and mental health and everything else. So that's kind of how I came to be where I am today. And knowing everything that I know now and learning everything I have over the last 20 years about sleep, I decided that's my specialty. That's what I know the best. And that's where I'm helping people the most.
I think it's really cool when people like you have, you know, and this is why I'm very picky about who I have on the show. I'll interview a CEO of a company if I think that they have a really compelling story of, you know, why do we create this product? Why do we create this skincare? I haven't had them on the show, but I remember meeting and hearing some of the folks from Vital Proteins, and they shared with me like why that company exists is because the founder had a son with gut problems, and he learned that collagen helped, you know, gut problems, and then he ends up founding this company. And, right. You know, I'm like, in fact, I still need to make that happen. But in this case with you, when you choose to go down a certain area, a field where you're helping folks, and it's because you first had these issues and you found a way to make it, you know, better for yourself. That's amazing. Cause you know, there's a lot of people who are like, well, you know, I'm going to become a psychologist because that's what I'm interested in. But it wasn't that they had a personal experience. So I love hearing the backstory of how people got, you know, involved in whatever it is that they do. And certainly I can tell that this is hitting close to home for you. So let's dive in. Probably a good place to start, because I know that there's a lot of people, and let me be real, even before our interview, I had to Google just to make sure I knew. I thought I knew what EMFs were, and I did, but I heard it. I'm like, well, what if I'm thinking that it's one thing and it's actually another. Mm-hmm. So for those people who are like, what is EMF? I'll let you explain that, and then we'll know contextually what we're talking about as it relates to sleep and environment.
Yeah, perfect. So EMF stands for electromagnetic field. And what we're talking about there, what most people think of is the radio frequencies that we get from are things like cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart speakers, Bluetooth, all of this stuff in our life that communicates wirelessly. You know, now as a building biologist, I'm assessing people's homes and I'm helping them to reduce their exposure. And it also has to deal with electric fields, magnetic fields, and dirty electricity, which is all happening because you have wiring in your walls. And that gets a little bit more complicated. But, you know, the big picture here is, and what I'm seeing over the last 10 years, especially since, you know, the advent of smartphones, is that more and more people are starting to have symptoms from their wireless devices. Mm. So they're using their cell phone 24/7. They're using the wireless earbuds. They're using Wi-Fi. They have it on, you know, 24/7. And they're getting this radio frequency, which they might not feel the immediate effects, though some of my clients do. I have very sensitive clients that can't be in a room with Wi-Fi because they'll get a searing headache. Most really? Of us, oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people are finding me because they know that I can help them remediate. And it's usually, I mean, they're seeking me out because they don't feel well. And the connection is very clear. But for most of us.
I've been suffering from headaches all year and nobody's been able to figure out what it is. And in fact, just before I started doing podcasts today, you know, I'm getting some experts on the show because I've ruled out it being my eyes. I've ruled out it being stress. I'm going to see a chiropractor and that's helping, but it certainly isn't solving it. I've literally been dealing with chronic headaches for 9 months. Is it allergies? And it's funny because just 2 weeks ago, I saw one of the women that I follow who's a hormone expert talking about how 5G is going to affect our health because of the increase in the signal. So I'm sure that's related.
Yeah, the exact same thing. So you're getting a radio frequency from your cell phone, just like you're getting radio frequency from your cell antennas and the 5G small cell antenna that's outside your house. Hmm. And 5G is a whole nother issue that I could talk about for days. But you know, in your case, I would ask, you know, what's your EMF exposure like? Do you have Wi-Fi on all the time? Are you using your cell phone? You know, because mitigating those things, and this was the last missing piece for me, was I had to stop using my cell phone, which is inconvenient, but there's workarounds, and it's not actually, once you figure it out, it's really not that bad. Mm-hmm. And I had to hardwire my computer. So I don't have Wi-Fi in the house. I don't have any cell phones in the house. And I mean, it was night and day, just total night and day difference.
Really?
For me. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, I'm just curious, because of course I'm asking, related to my personal issues, were you having headaches of any kind, or was this strictly involved around your sleep?
I was not having headaches, and that's rare, because if somebody is having symptoms from the radio frequency exposure, the EMFs, headaches is one of the biggest ones. So for me, it manifested as insomnia and tinnitus, severe tinnitus.
Tinnitus,
a ringing in the ears.
Okay.
So I had that for well over a decade. And I would lay down at night, and man, it was just, I could barely sleep because the ringing in my head was so obnoxious. But it only took, a couple days for me of not using my phone for that to completely disappear. And it, you know, it's been 6 years and it's never come back.
Hey, everybody. This marks the end of part one of this two-part interview with Kathy Cook. Make sure you tune into part two.